footwear for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New South Wales Cabinet is split over a proposal to let drug takers escape penalties for personal use, with Police Minister David Elliott going so far as to beg his colleagues to walk away from the plan. Cabinet broadly agreed to a proposal brought by Attorney General Mark Speakman on Monday night, which would effectively decriminalise small quantities of all illicit drugs. Under the proposal, it's understood drug users would be given warnings and unenforceable infringement notices first, before facing criminal penalties on their fourth offence. A New South Wales government spokesman says the New South Wales government is still considering its response to the ICE inquiry. However, it does not plan to decriminalise possession of illicit drugs. And if you want to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The former wife of disgraced Liberal MP Darren Maguire has spoken of her hurt at being forced to hear revelations of his relationship with Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Maureen Maguire says she was happily resigned to never seeing or hearing from that man again, but the ICAC revelations had dredged up unwanted memories. Speaking to the Daily Telegraph at her home on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, Ms. Maguire reveals she knew of her ex-husband's friendship with the Premier, and she's rebuilt her life since leaving Wagga, volunteering in care homes and hospitals and supporting families with sick children. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
From Monday, New South Wales will transition to a 2-square-metre economy, effectively doubling the number of people allowed in hospitality, retail and worship venues. Treasury modelling predicts hundreds of millions of dollars will be injected into the economy each month as a result, with a significant multiplier effect on supply chains and capital investment. A suite of other measures have been eased, meaning we can stand up for a drink outside, have 50 people on a dance floor or attend sport at a fully packed stadium. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns against any public complacency, saying restrictions will return if case numbers skyrocketed. And to the NRL, a leading Sydney doctor says Penrith's Brent Naden risked cardiac arrest and possible death when he allegedly played in the NRL grand final with cocaine in his system. Given the sensitivity around the issue, officials, doctors and players were reluctant to talk on the record, but the highly credentialed practitioner doesn't want others to repeat the potentially fatal behaviour. The warning comes as it's revealed Naden may not miss an NRL match for his drug indiscretion. That's because any suspension would be backdated to the night Sports Integrity Australia officials tested him after Penrith's loss to Melbourne. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.